Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody, welcome to a Saints Happy Hour Thursday edition. This is a bonus edition. It's free if you're listening to it for free, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. You should pay $7 a month so you can get the other five episodes that we did this week for free, that only patrons get. You should do it. Andrew, today's Thursday. I'm stressing about the Astros game five. If they lose, my wife is going to lose her mind, but that's not here or there. Today we're going to talk about the Saints. You brought up an interesting topic when we were trying to figure out what to talk about on Thursday. You brought up, let's talk about Deontay Harris and his fumbling issues with punts and how Sean Payton has been patient with him. And, you know, Sean Payton, for certain guys, he'll give you a lot of rope. And other guys, mistakes get you sent out the door fast. Clearly, Deontay Harris, he qualifies as one of those guys who gets a lot of rope on special teams. You know, I would say Will Harris did, and Garrett Hartley, to a certain extent, got a lot of rope. But Deontay Harris is clearly one of those guys. But the thing is, how much do they give him, you think?
I think they give him a lot, because I think it's like Will Lutz. You know, here's the thing. Deontay Harris hasn't cost them any games. So, first of all, I think it's a little easier to tolerate mistakes when you're not losing. I think the Will Lutz situation was maybe more precarious because, you know, I think Sean Payton recognized a guy that had a lot of talent, you know, and he even said during his kicking workout that it was the best workout he had ever seen in his entire career of coaching. So I think Sean Payton was very excited about Will Lutz's potential. But there was very much like, hey, we're going to have to fix this guy. And you'll remember he had a very low kick trajectory. He had a bunch of kicks that got blocked early in his career, and he actually cost them games against Carolina and Denver with runbacks on blocks
and against the Giants, so he
cost them three games. And I think it would have been very easy at that point for Sean Payton to say, hey, you know what, you're done. And there's been so much evidence over the years with young kickers, whether it was Zach Cocker or Dustin Hopkins or Taylor Malhaff, or you know, even the veterans like Gramatica or Lindo Mari. The minute that these guys would start to struggle, Sean Payton was like, all right, you're done. You're out. You know, and he wouldn't wait. Like, if you cost him three games, you were done. Will Lutz is really the only one that's been allowed to basically cost the team and survive, and that was because of his talent. And I think it's a similar situation with Deontay Harris. And remember, Marcus Murphy as a returner was a guy they had a quick pull with. And you know, he had a couple fumbles. I think he cost them a game with a big fumble. And he was out the door just as quickly. Yeah. And I think the difference with Deontay Harris is Sean Payton sees the same talent that he saw in Will Lutz. In other words, I think he feels like Deontay Harris has the capability to be a game-changing returner, one of the best in the league. And because of that explosiveness and skill set, he's willing to tolerate the fumbles while they work to figure it out.
He was, but seeing as it's not Deontay Harrison, I will say this: he was shook in that Tampa game. Yeah. I didn't feel like in Seattle or other times where he struggled catching the ball, I felt like he shook it off pretty good. Tampa, he looked shook, Andrew. He looked completely shell shocked. In that game,
one thing he's never done is he's never played indoors. You know, he's played outdoors, and I know this. Just when you're trying to field a punt indoors with the lights, it can play tricks on you if you're not used to it. And so, and that's the thing. I think once it's in your head and you start to have the yips a little bit, then sometimes you can lose the ball on the lights and then the panic sets in. And so I think that's what we saw, especially on that last punt where he decided at the last second not to field it and kind of got out of the way. I think there was this momentary panic of, man, I'm going to lose my job if I fumble again. You know, I better not screw up, you know. So, yeah, I think it's just he needs reps at practice, and that's it. You know, just he needs more and more reps, keep working on it. But I love the ball in his hands. The thing right now is I feel like it's been less about ball security. He did have a fumble off of a hit in that game, but I feel like he's had more issues just catching the ball than he has, you know, just with the ball in his hands, getting tackled or whatever. But the thing for me is with him, I actually remember in preseason, like, his technique is pretty good. He gets under the ball. He catches it cleanly. To me, his percentages of success are much higher than, like, Tommy Lee Lewis. Like, Tommy Lee Lewis didn't have a lot of fumbles, but he was never catching the ball cleanly. You know, he always terrified me the way he caught the ball because I always thought his technique was a little off or he wouldn't be under the ball. You know, and so every time he made a fair catch and would catch the ball, I'd be like, oh, how did he catch that? Harris, to me, doesn't really do that. So he actually feels more secure catching it. And so I think this is going to be something pretty easy for him to clean up, honestly.
Yeah, and I just think, like you had said a little earlier, you know, with him, it's reps. I mean, he played at Division III, and clearly he is if you have the potential to be a game-changing special NFL returner, if you're playing college at Division III, catching the punt in Division III, he probably never felt nervous or having chaos around him with superior athletes and having to decide, oh, do I catch this one? Do I fair catch it? Do I let it bounce? Like, he probably had to do that 3 times his whole career at Assumption, right? In the NFL, you got to do that twice a game, and it's just reps, man.
Well, first of all, in D3, no one's kicking touchbacks. So on kickoff, you have plenty of time to field it cleanly. You have no one breathing down your neck when you catch it. So he was bringing out every kickoff, pretty much, you know, and so – That's a weird dynamic in the NFL where you go back there on kickoffs, but you're probably returning like 20% of the kicks, you know? So it's kind of a weird play. And then, and it's very different from what he experienced in college. With punts, yeah, you're absolutely right. D3 punters, it's either a very low trajectory. I mean, they're not hanging the ball up for 5 seconds like NFL punters. The trajectories of those punts are much lower, and so a lot of times he's either catching it on the fly with no returner, anyone near him, and it's set up perfectly for a big return, or he's catching it off the bounce, you know, where, again, there's no one really around him, and it gives him time to settle up and focus where he's not catching the ball out of the air. So point being, yes, being in the NFL is a lot different. The punters are putting – not only different kind – I mean, I remember last week the punter, the way he was holding it, he was putting backspin on it. And, you know, that gives the ball a different spin.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And that a guy like Deonte Harris is maybe not used to seeing. So I think it's just all reps, and it's a rookie just trying to get acclimated to life in the NFL. And like you said, it'd be one thing if he played in the SEC or you know, had seen better punters, but he was in D3, and so the quality of the kicking game is definitely a factor in his need to adjust.
I wonder, and that's a good point you make about different spins off the ball. You know, Bill Belichick always likes a left-handed punter because it comes off, he says, you know, it's true, it comes off your foot weirder, and it's just more difficult to catch. I wonder if you're the Saints, how do you practice that? Because you can't, you know, a jumps machine doesn't really give you the same rep, and you can't have Thomas Morstead after practice kicking in 50 balls. I wonder how the Saints, how do you practice, how do you give a guy reps of catching different kind of punts?
Well, first of all, if I'm the Saints, yeah, I mean, the jug machine is always good for you. You can't necessarily give them different spins, but if I'm the Saints, I'm getting JT Barrett to go out there with him and throw 50 balls as high as he can in the indoor facility and just make Deonte Harris during a practice like, hey, everybody's outside except Deonte and JT Barrett. You guys go inside. JT, you throw him 50 balls, give him different spins, and, you know, give him backspin, give him whatever. And Deonte, you just spend the whole practice indoors catching punts. And that's what I would do. I mean, obviously the next 2 weeks they're on the road, so he won't have the same issue with the lights in the Superdome and the ceiling. But he does have to clean this up, because I do think Sean Payton's going to give him a lot of rope, but it's not going to be forever. And I would hate to lose this guy. I really do. Yeah. I feel like Sean Payton. I feel like this is a difference maker on special teams, because the thing is, if they decide to kind of part ways with Deonte Harris, then they're probably going to replace him just with a hands guy. You know, just, and Sean Payton's just going to say, you know what, I just don't want fumbles. Just get me a guy that'll fair catch it and catch the ball securely. And I don't want that. I want Deonte Harris. I want this to work. I know Sean Payton wants this to work. So while for now I'm not worried about losing him, I also really want him to clean this up.
How much rope do you think he has? Clearly Sean Payton loves him and he's going to give him a lot of rope, but the clock, because of his fumbles, sort of, the clock has sort of started to tick on clean this up, dude. So how much rope do you think he can get him? Can he cost him one game? Can he cost him two? Like, how much rope?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as long as the Saints aren't losing, so as long as his fumble isn't directly responsible for playing a part in a loss, and when I say that, I mean a close game, right? Because if they lose 30-0 and he has a fumble, then obviously that doesn't matter as much. But if he fumbles and they lose 16-13, let's say, at the Bears, you know, then I think that starts to heighten the issue. Now, the thing is, too, he needs to continue to give the Saints nuggets. You know, in other words, if he runs another kick for a touchdown or has a 30-yard return, then that mitigates his fumble a little bit. So, it's also like last week he was terrible the whole game. He really did. I think he had one good return that was called back because Justin Hardy had a block in the back. So he really, the whole game was kind of awful last week. And then that's the lasting impression that you have. But I think you're way more willing to forgive it if the week before he just ran back another punt for a touchdown, right? So I think if he can sprinkle in some of these explosive, exciting plays with his mistakes, I think he has a lot of rope. But I think it's one of those things where, and the Saints have a little margin right now, but as we get later in the season and the games start to matter more and the stakes are higher, and you know, if he costs the Saints a close game, I don't think he's cut right after losing the Saints a close game, but that's where he would officially be, I think, on release.
Double secret probation.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not there yet, so I think he's got more rope than even after this really bad game. I think he's on solid footing for now. But it's something to watch. I think, yeah, like you said, the main thing for him is he's got to continue to show explosive plays even if he's making mistakes.
And also, look, if even it if it's still a struggle for him and he's not getting better and it's, you know, it's still very nerve-wracking. But if he's, you know, still fumbling, but if he's creating more explosive plays, not only does that balance out where the Saints will be like, hey, well, he's fumbling, but he's returned two more kicks. It puts the Saints in an even difficult position, Andrew, is other teams see the tape, right? So if he returns two more kicks in the next 9 weeks, but he fumbles three more times or two more times, it becomes to where the Saints, you cut him, he's gone. Because another team will claim him.
Because the Dolphins, they're not going to care about the fumbles. They want to lose anyway. But if they can get young, exciting players that they can develop, it's worth it.
They'll be like, look, man, you can fumble all you want the last month of the year. We don't even give a shit. We'll fix you in the off season. So that's another layer. It just makes it so complicated. So I'm with you. I think as long as he is giving them, as you said, little nuggets and giving them positive and the ledger for him is even, they're not going to come. So he's got a lot of rope. So, guys, this has been a free podcast. It's free because you heard the Blue Chew ad at the beginning and because of MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag. Right now you get 100% sign-up bonus if you use the code CHAIR. That's right. You put in 100, you get $100. Go to MyBookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR. MyBookie, they're the best online app. You can bet before the game, during the game. You can bet fantasy points. You can bet player yardage totals. You can bet whatever you want. You can bet, like I am, on the Astros tonight, Garrett Cole plus 270. So go to MyBookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR and get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. But really, guys, even though this is a bonus podcast, you really should pay $10 a month and get Andrew's grades and our amazing grades podcast from yesterday, which was straight fire, and do it. We had four more signups yesterday. Those people know where it's at. The best Saints Daily podcast anywhere. You get the grades, you get the podcast every day, and Andrew, you get a koozie and a magnet. That's awesome. And we ship anywhere. I just shipped September. I shipped to 7 people around the world. That's how much we love you if you sign up for the Daily Podcast. We'll ship your swag anyway. So